What have you heard about language functions? Now, personally for me, I see this as the idea of using the target language to communicate or convey a message rather than only being able to describe the grammatical structures, patterns, and vocabulary. Well, in this episode, we're going to take a look at this shift in focus and sometimes mindset from a primary focus on grammatical forms to language functions. And I'm going to give you lots of examples and practical strategies. So let's jump in. Are you a language teacher looking for some reassurance that what you're doing in the classroom is on the right track? Or maybe you're looking for some ways to teach even more effectively? If you're one or the other or somewhere in between, you've landed in the right place. This is the World Language Classroom Podcast with your host, me, Joshua Cabral. You're about to get tips, tools, and resources so that your students continue to rise in proficiency and communicate with confidence. Let's jump in. Vamos, allons-y. Hello, my friends. Bonjour, mes amis. Hola, mis amigos. Welcome to the World Language Classroom Podcast. I am Joshua Cabral. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being that incredible educator that you are, for listening to a podcast about language teaching and being introspective and thoughtful about your teaching. Thank you so much for doing that and for being here with me today. So as we step into our classrooms each day, we are always looking for ways to support students in understanding the target language and using it with confidence in hopefully authentic situations. That's certainly not a simple goal, but it's one that we can work toward with the right approach. Over the past decade, many language teachers have really embraced this idea of communicative language teaching. I can speak personally for myself. I've been teaching for 27 years, and the first 15 years or so of my teaching career were not truly based on communicative language teaching. It's only been in the last 10 to 15 years that I've truly come to understand this, even through my graduate work and studying applied linguistics and second language acquisition and learning from so many teachers out there and going to conferences and studying different books and figuring out what this communicative language teaching is. So that has really changed my teaching, and that's been the case for a lot of teachers over the last decade, maybe a little more. And when we talk about communicative language teaching, it's just this idea that we are focusing on authentic communication rather than on language forms such as grammatical structures. And I often hear people talking about communicative language teaching, and I sometimes feel that there needs to be a little bit of clarification about what exactly it is, because sometimes I will hear teachers talking about it like it is a specific method. So this is what I do. I do communicative language teaching in my classroom. And yes, that is something that we do, but it's not actually a specific methodology. It is not a single method. So when we are engaging in communicative language teaching, let's remind ourselves that this type of teaching, communicative language teaching, is not a single method, but it's actually a conceptual approach to teaching that's centered on particular principles, goals, and objectives. And when we focus on the principles, then there are many methods and techniques and tasks and activities that can get students to achieve those goals. So it's an approach to teaching, and there's lots of different ways to engage in that approach. It's not just one way. And I think that sometimes we lose sight of that when we say, oh, well, I'm a communicative teacher, so therefore I have to do this. And then another teacher will say, well, I don't do that. I actually do this in my classroom. And both ways are getting students to where they need to be at the end. You're achieving your objectives of communication in your classroom. So not one being better than the other. It's not any one particular method. There are different ways to achieve that goal. And I always come back to what I once heard Florencia Henshaw say, where she said, let's focus on principles over labels. And that's what it comes down to. And when we're talking about communicative language teaching, it is about the principles of it and not the labels. There are lots of different ways to get there. And when we look at this idea of this approach of communicative language teaching, there are three essential concepts of communicative language teaching that set it apart from more traditional approaches, or legacy approaches, as I like to call them. So if you are achieving these goals in your classroom, then keep on doing it. And you are a communicative language teacher, regardless of the method that you might be calling it. But these three concepts of communicative language teaching are, number one, the focus is on communicating and doing something with the language, as opposed to practicing isolated language structures out of context. That's the first tenet. The second concept or tenet is that communicative language teaching is student-centered as opposed to teacher-centered, where students create with language rather than having the language explained to them. And the third concept of communicative language teaching is that it is focused on understanding the message being conveyed by students despite inaccuracy in language form. Now, this is a change from focusing on 100% accurate use of language structures and only secondarily tending to the message and communication. So this is essentially what we mean by language functions. So the focus is on communicating, it's student-centered, and it's understanding the message being conveyed by students despite inaccuracy in language forms. That is communicative language teaching, and that's what we mean when we say functions over this focus on grammar. Now, I want to make sure, and to be clear, a certain level of accuracy of language is needed to convey a message that is comprehensible. So this idea of communicative language teaching and looking at functions doesn't just mean any language that comes out and only sympathetic listeners will ever understand what they're saying, and so anything goes and structure is not important or anything. That is not at all what I'm saying here. So again, to be clear, a certain level of accuracy of language is needed to convey a message that is comprehensible. So this move towards increased accuracy will come with ongoing communication and hearing, listening to, and reading the structures in communicative context when they're embedded in context. That's what's going to help them to become more acquired. So this is not about not focusing on the forms of the language, but it's about doing it in a way that fosters communication, where the goal in the end is communication. So even if you are doing grammar lessons and you're talking about verb forms, that you don't just leave it there, that you do move it toward the idea of using it to communicate. What is the function of that? Yes, that's the forms of the verb. But then what do you do with it? That's what we mean by the function of it. And I completely understand that some of us are in language departments where there's a curriculum where we do have to teach some particular grammar points. That's part of the curriculum. And we can't escape that because, as John Bracey always says, just don't get fired. That's what you should do first, is not get fired. So yes, do your job. So I'm not telling you to abandon everything that they're saying to do in your department, but always have that focus on communication. And if you do have the opportunity or the freedom within your school system, within your department, to do the heavy focus on communication, then that's great for you. But if you're in a situation where there are grammar themes that need to be done, just make sure that through doing them, that you're also focusing on the functions coming after that. So essentially, the big difference from the legacy methodologies is that those approaches to language teaching focused almost solely on the accuracy of the language. But now we see the value in focusing on the message, even when that means not tending to errors, when the learner has not even acquired those language structures yet. So that is one of our big challenges and hurdles that we have to move past when we're so embedded with the accuracy being the primary focus. And so that's where I talk about a mindset shift that has to come within there. And again, we do want to move towards accuracy. A lot of times when we talk about communicative language teaching and comprehensible input and language functions, that it's then separating it. It's a this or that, and we're separating it from the structures of the language and all of that. And I'm certainly not saying that, but we just need to keep that focus on communication. The idea of language functions, so how we use the language to communicate, has really inspired this paradigm shift in our teaching methodology. And so, as I like to say, those legacy approaches that focused on grammar and structures, they weren't so focused on communication. But now with a focus on communication or language function. They're kind of interchangeable. Teachers are now embracing a more encompassing strategy, one that focuses on authentic communication. And it can be a both and when it comes to the grammar if it's in your curriculum. So this is a shift that fundamentally transforms the way we view language teaching, and it's placing authentic communication and language functions at the forefront as the ultimate goal and objective of what we want students to be doing with language. So I'm going to go through some practical strategies and examples to help support our focus on language functions, but I also have a blog post on it, so I just wanted to make sure you knew about that. So if you want to see it in written form with the examples where I've sort of taken all the notes for you, you can get that at wlclassroom.com/language functions. So wlclassroom.com/language functions. And I'm also going to have the link to that blog post in the show notes of this episode as well. So now let's look at some practical strategies with some examples to support our focus on language functions. So I'm going to go through a couple of the sublevels of proficiency, but not all of them. So I'm going to do novice low, novice high, intermediate low, intermediate high. And you can sort of see that the novice mid and intermediate mid are going to sort of bridge the two of them. But let's start at our novice levels. And at the novice level, this is where we are making language very practical for students. So at the novice level, students are like linguistic explorers. They're taking their first steps into this whole terrain of language. So traditionally, they might have been bombarded with lots of verb conjugations and intricate grammar rules. However, with our shift towards language functions, this is allowing them to focus on more practical, real-world application of the language. And we want to do that soon and early on so they don't just see it as mechanical exercises with the language. So at the novice low level, students can engage in simple role-play conversations, you know, such as ordering food and asking about personal things about family and interests. And throughout this, we want to encourage them to use common greetings and basic food-related vocabulary and appropriate phrases. So the goal is not grammatical perfection, remember, but practical communication. Now, students learn to convey their preferences in authentic contexts, and this is what's laying the foundation for those real-world interactions. And to point out, particularly novice low going into novice mid, that language output, their text type, those single words and phrases, at this novice level, they are memorized phrases and vocabulary. So there tends to be more accurate language at this level for that reason. So it's the perfect place to focus on the function of it because they're not really concerned with the structures of it yet because they're not breaking those apart and creating more with language, which is more of the hallmark of the intermediate level. So this is the ideal place to really focus on the functions. Those functional phrases are indeed just that, they're functional. And as we move on to the novice high level, students can participate in more simulated scenarios, maybe like traveling. So instead of overwhelming them with complex grammar structures, again, the focus is on enabling them to ask for directions, purchase tickets, express basic needs, depending on what the theme of your unit is. But this functional approach helps them to interact confidently during these hypothetical situations, trips, conversations. And then students are then going to understand that language learning is not just about constructing grammatically accurate sentences, but also about using the language effectively to navigate these different situations. Now, again, even though the focus isn't on the grammatically accurate sentences, they do have to have a certain level of accuracy to be understood. So again, I'm not erasing the accuracy from the functions. But even at this novice high level, we're going to have that same text type output of those single words and phrases, more chunked phrases now at the novice high level, but they're going to be memorized phrases that students are swapping out. And so again, they're going to tend to have really accurate language at this level, so it's the ideal place to focus on the functions. Now, as we move to the intermediate levels, where no longer those explorers with language, they're seeing it for the first time, but now we're really expanding their communication. So as students progress to the intermediate levels, they're capable of more substantial interactions and also creating language on their own, where they're not relying on those memorized phrases as they did at the novice level. Now, the more legacy approaches might have kept them confined to really rigid sentence structures and limited vocabulary. However, by emphasizing language functions, this is how we can empower students to engage in meaningful conversations and to express their own authentic ideas. And this is where they are going to start creating with language, depending on the prompts that we give them. Now, as they move into the intermediate level, be prepared for inaccuracies as students take risks with creating language. You're going to hear inaccuracies that you didn't hear them say at the novice level, because those are memorized phrases where they didn't have to worry about the verb forms or the noun genders or the adjective forms or the measure words or anything like that, because it was always embedded in a memorized phrase. But as students start to create on their own, they're not relying on the memorized phrases anymore, and you're just going to hear inaccuracies as they take risks and create. And I will just ask you to please applaud and appreciate the leveling up that's happening there. Yes, we want to move toward polishing that up and making it more accurate. But as students are starting to take risks with language, it gets dirty. It gets dirty in the mud. That's what I always tell my students when we get up to the intermediate level, where they start playing in the mud, where they weren't playing in the mud in the novice level. But now it's going to get dirty. And we just have to embrace that. And moving away from that completely accurate language that's always memorized. So applaud when it's happening, but still focus on the functions. So at the very intermediate low level is where we're going to hear a lot of that. But students might explore the function of maybe persuasion or giving opinions. They're using expressions like "I think that" or "in my opinion," but they're articulating their viewpoints. And this is what's going to help them or encourage them to create with language. And they discover that language is a tool for expressing their thoughts and their beliefs more effectively. So particularly at the intermediate low level, it is still useful to have like sentence stems and chat mats that they can use to be supported at this level, so that they are not completely creating all the sentences on their own, but they have a sentence stem that they can then add on to. So that might be helpful at that intermediate low level. And those sentence stems and chat mats are going to be what helps to keep the focus on the function and using the language rather than on the grammatical details and specific vocabulary. And then if we look at intermediate high, now students can narrate and describe. So rather than being confined to those formulaic sentences and those sentence starters, they can recount personal experiences, they can share anecdotes, and they can describe, you know, memorable events, and they can use lots of different verb tenses and adjectives and all of that. And they're starting to understand, if they don't already, that language is not just a set of grammar rules, but it's a way to communicate their experiences and their emotions and to describe the world and engage in the world around them. And so the more opportunity we give them, then they will move beyond that focus on the grammar and use those structures that they've acquired to then communicate. So again, not erasing the structures and the focus on the forms and all of that and the focus on form. There's a place in there. We talk about the PACE model. We talk about teaching grammar in context. So we're not saying don't do that. But as we do that and students acquire those structures and they acquire that vocabulary, that we want to make sure that we are focusing on the function of them. That's what we mean when we say teaching grammar as a concept. It's the function of it. Like, why learn that form of that verb? What are you going to do with it? What's the function of it? So in this shift where we're moving away from the grammatical focus to the function focus, just remember it's not this either or this or that when it comes to grammar. But just want to remember that how students use the vocabulary and grammar structures to communicate is what is of primary importance, because that's what proficiency is. as language teachers, it's essential that we embrace this paradigm shift from that focus on grammar and accuracy to a more broader emphasis on language functions and authentic communication. Now, this shift is going to hopefully ensure that language learning is not just this theoretical, mechanical exercise for students, but it's one that's going to truly build their proficiency and, more importantly, their communicative competence. And not just communicative competence, but also their cultural competence. So hopefully you're already going down this road of this shift in mindset, moving away from the grammar focus to the function focus. And again, it's not a this or that or either or, but when we're doing the grammar, to make sure that you focus on the function of it as well, because we're all in different places in our departments and what expectations are and the curriculum we're working with. And I totally get that. But to the extent that you are able within your teaching, focus on language functions and authentic communication within your communicative classroom. Be sure to check out the show notes where you will see the link to my blog post on language functions, where I've taken all the notes for you. So if you want to have that going forward or share it with somebody else, so the link is there, but also it's wlclassroom.com/language functions. And also in the show notes, you can sign up for Talking Points, which is my weekly email newsletter with tips and resources for language teaching. And there's also the link to get in touch with me if you'd like to work together. And we can do that either in person in your school, or we could even do it remotely. So hopefully you are embracing the shift and you are ready to focus on functions. Thank you so much. I will talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the World Language Classroom Podcast. Be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening so that you never miss an episode. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Connect with me on X, aka Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, @WLClassroom. And for even more valuable resources, visit my website, WLClassroom.com, where you'll find over 300 blog posts about language teaching. So stay inspired, keep growing, and continue making a difference in your language classroom.